Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And General Conference will be airing in just a few short weeks. And while many are excitedly preparing for the event, some parents may be struggling to know how to engage their young children. Listening to adults speak for 4 hours a day doesn't sound like something a child would normally jump at the chance to do. But with the spirit and the right activities, they can really get a lot out of the conference. Bridget Goldsberry is a mother of three here in Utah, and she has some ingenious ways to get your kids to interact with and pay attention during General Conference. And she's here with me in studio today to discuss them. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
And she also has her lovely daughter, Berlin, here, who you might hear in the background. Now, Bridget, why do you think it's generally hard for most parents to get their children to be quiet and pay attention during conference?
I just think kids are active, and it's hard for them to sit still for that long. Even at church, it's hard to get them to sit still for an hour.
Right.
So to ask them to do longer than that can get a little bit tricky. And where it's the same thing for the 2 hours, it's hard. I don't know about your kids, but mine are very active little things.
So how do you talk about General Conference with your children?
Usually the week before conference for family home evening, we'll just talk about the modern prophets and just testify to them of the importance and that they are the true prophets, and that we listen, and that's how we are led to deal with these modern times, and they're led by the Spirit also. So we do that family home evening to teach them, to prepare them that they know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at least my kids like to know what's going on, you know, and like to prepare for that. I think that helps them a lot. They can get excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
In primary, we've learned that prophet's song, learning all the songs. So we'll usually sing that. And they like to watch for those names
right.
that they've learned. They like to watch for those when they're speaking in conference. And that's exciting. And then usually the week after for family home evening, we'll talk about what we've learned. My oldest is six. And then I have a four-year-old and then a one-year-old.
And you feel like they can understand that concept that there's instruction coming from these other people they've never met that they're watching on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what solutions have you come up with to kind of keep your kids engaged while conference is going on?
This kind of seems silly, but every conference, whenever we bring up the word conference, my kids get really excited because they know that means cinnamon rolls that morning. And I mean, that's not really spiritual, but it still gets them excited for that day.
It makes me excited for General Conference.
I know. But also, during conference, we have done coloring packets just that we have found. The one time we had, there's just a face, little thing, and they can draw the speaker's face on there.
Oh, so okay, like a blank space that they fill
and
in.
The last conference, my daughter did President Monson, and it was the most adorable thing. She was so proud of it, and it looked just like him. It was cute. We've also done bingo with words that they hear. We've also done sheet of paper with words on it, and they just do check marks next to them. And then
when they hear the word,
they just check it. In the breaks, like during the music or like at the end, we will have candy, like bowls of candy, and they can pick out how many pieces of candy that word was said. So each bowl is assigned a word.
Oh, okay.
And so they can pull out that much candy.
Oh,
and I feel like that's kept them more attentive because they're like, ooh, more candy. You know, the more times I have checks, the more candy I'll get.
Okay.
So
that makes them pay attention.
Yes, it makes them pay attention. I don't expect them to sit the whole time.
Right.
You know, but just to sit and try to get as much as we can, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, that sounds like you're doing a really great job with that. And how do you think that's changed your children and then your family in general?
I think it just helps them to be excited about it and know that that's an important part of being a member of the church and being excited about when conference comes, conference time. And I think as a family, it helps us to all be united as one.
Yeah.
And to all be excited about the same thing.
That's great. And what would you say to people, parents who think their kids maybe shouldn't have to sit through conference because they're so young and they wouldn't understand it or get anything out of it anyway? What would you say to them?
I think that even if you don't think they're getting something, they are. Mm-hmm. They will pay attention. Even if it's just little bits, they get it. And they will remember those things, even if they're small. But the small things can turn out to be big things.
Right. And just understanding those basic concepts early on really does lay a good foundation.
Definitely.
For their lives. And it also just, I think, sets a pattern. If you're consistent every 6 months, okay, this is what happens in April and October. We sit down for conference and we watch church on Saturdays and Sundays. And I think just getting kids used to that and, like you were saying, anticipating that mm-hmm. helps set a pattern in their life. So
yeah.
We want to thank Bridget and, of course, Berlin so much for joining us today and sharing your thoughts on how to keep children engaged during General Conference. And our quote of the day comes from Sister Dwan J. Young, the former primary general president, and she said, "Gospel truths make a difference in the lives of children. I've seen countless examples of children who have been taught gospel principles. When they learn these truths, they build a reservoir of strength to draw from throughout their lives." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.